From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kuswawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government has removed coal residue or faba or fly ash and bottom ash from the list of toxic and hazardous waste B3 waste. Faba is the solid waste from coal combustions at coal-fired power plants, PLTU boilers, and industrial furnaces used for construction raw materials. The Environment and Forestry Management Deputy for the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs, Nani Hendriati, in an official statement in Jakarta on Thursday said that the drafting of PP 22nd guarded by the Environment and Forestry Ministry takes a long process and finally it removes faba from the toxic waste list. The removal was stipulated through Government Regulation PP No. 22-2021 on the implementation of the Environmental Protection and Management, which is one of the derivative rules of the Job Creation Law. Faba could be categorized as non-hazardous waste. This has been applied in several countries including the United States, China, India, Japan and Vietnam. The Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has completed the construction of 263 tourism accommodation facilities, or Sarhunta, in the super priority destination of Manado Likupang Road, Sulawesi, to support recovery of the tourism sector. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono noted in a statement on Thursday that the government believes tourism is the main sector that can rebound soon. Hence, the ministry will renovate the houses of local residents to be used as homestays in the tourism destination area. Local people can also derive benefits of the tourism sector. Hadi Mulyono affirmed that the Sarhunta program targets to improve the quality of uninhabitable houses to become livable structures. Japanese businesspersons perceive Indonesia's job creation law as crucial to help boost the confidence of investors, according to Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita on Thursday. Kartasasmita made the statement after meeting with the Japan Business Federation, or Kaidanren, that members 100 companies in the country, and the Japan External Trade Organization JETRO, a government-related organization that works to promote mutual trade and investment between Japan and the rest of the world. During his second day visit in Japan, Kartasasmita had planned to meet some automotive manufacturers. Kartasasmita will be the first minister to have paid a visit to the country since it announced a state of emergency in April 2020 owing to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the minister, it demonstrated that Indonesia was viewed as a key partner for Japan. Let's move on to the international news. Hospitals in Brazil's main cities are reaching capacity, health officials warn, as the country recorded the world's highest COVID-19 death toll over the past week, triggering tighter restrictions on Thursday, March 11, in its most populous state. Intensive care wards for treating COVID-19 patients have reached critical occupancy level over 90% in 15 of 27 state capitals. Brazil's two most populous cities, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, on Thursday moved to tighter measures as their hospitals struggled with the second wave of the virus driven by a more contagious variant that emerged in the Amazon region. While Europe and the United States ramped up vaccination and bring down their cash loads, Brazil's federal government is off to a slow start, with only 2% of the 210 million Brazilians fully inoculated so far. Hours after signing his $1.9 trillion U.S. dollar stimulus bill into law on Thursday, President Joe Biden prepared to tell Americans in a televised address he is taking aggressive action to speed COVID-19 vaccination and move the country closer to normality by July 4th. He discussed the new law and commemorated with the anniversary of the lockdown with that pair optimism about the future with a call for Americans to remain vigilant against the highly contagious respiratory virus. He also announced the deployment of an additional 4,000 U.S. troops to help in the vaccination efforts and set a goal of the July 4th Independence Day holiday for families and friends to be able to gather again in small groups. The president also used his remarks on Thursday night to encourage Americans to continue to wear masks, keep socially distant and practice good hygiene to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus as the pace of vaccination increases. Pfizer and BioNTech said on Thursday that real-world data from Israel suggests their COVID-19 vaccine is 94% effective in preventing asymptomatic infection, suggesting it could significantly reduce virus transmission. Israel's health ministry previously found that the Pfizer's BioNTech vaccine reduces infection, including in asymptomatic cases, by 89.4% and asymptomatic cases by 93.7%. That was from data collected from January 17 to February 6. Pfizer Chief Executive Albert Bourla said that data was important for society because it means fewer people are passing on the virus to others without knowing it. In a previous unpublished study by the health ministries and Pfizer, Israeli researchers said further study was needed on asymptomatic transmission among fully vaccinated people because they are less likely in Israel to be tested for COVID-19. The International Olympic Committee said on Thursday that the Chinese Olympic Committee has offered vaccine doses to be used for participants at this summer's Tokyo's Olympic Games and next year's Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. The Tokyo Olympic postponed because of the novel coronavirus pandemic were the first games outside wartime to be cancelled but have been rescheduled for July 23rd to August 8. IOC President Thomas Bach told the Olympic Party's virtual session that the IOC has received a kind offer from the Chinese Olympic Committee, host of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, to make additional vaccine doses available to participants in both editions of the Olympic Games, Tokyo 2020 and Beijing 2022. The Tokyo Games will be held amid tight health measures and the likely absence of international visitors, while the IOC has urged national Olympic committees to vaccinate athletes. That was the news.
Oh,
UN Security Council condemned the violence against Myanmar protesters and called on the military to exercise restraint. Even so, in the draft statement of its position, the UN did not declare the takeover of power by military as a coup. It is feared that this will trigger rejection from a number of countries close to Myanmar, such as China, Russia, India, and Vietnam. The United Nations Special Envoy for Myanmar, Christian Skranner-Bergener, in a close meeting of the UN Security Council on Friday said that the unity and firm stance of the UN Security Council are important to push for an end to violence and for the restoration of Myanmar's democratic institution. The UN Security Council, in a statement cited by Reuters on Thursday, condemned violence against peaceful protesters, who also consisted of women, youth, and even children. The Myanmar military was asked to exercise restraint and monitor the situation intensively. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres hopes that the Security Council statement can put pressures on the military to release the prisoners and respect the election results. In its statement, the UN Security Council also expressed deep concern over restriction on medical personnel, civil society, union members, journalists or media workers, and called for the immediate release of all people who were arbitrarily arrested. Reportedly, more than 60 people were killed and around 1,800 have been arrested. The Myanmar military has also been urged to release political figures detained in the February 1st coup, including Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. In addition, the Security Council also emphasized the importance of maintaining democratic system and processes, as well as constitutional governance, preventing violence, and respecting human rights. This UN Security Council statement is the second after the first statement expressing concern about the situation in Myanmar on February 1st. Meanwhile, China's ambassador to the United Nations, Zhang Jun, conveyed the importance for members of the Security Council to speak in one voice. According to him, now it is time for dialogue to loosen tension and provide a path for diplomacy. It seems that the UN Security Council condemnation had little impact on the Myanmar military. Many parties hope that the UN Security Council can take a more assertive and serious stance for the realization of peace in the country. We begin today in history on March 12, 1925, when Sun Yat-sen passed away. Dr. Sun Yat-sen was a key figure of Chinese Revolution and recognized widely as father of the nation both in mainland China and Taiwan. He was born on November 12, 1866. At that time, China was led by an emperor who ruled as if he was a god. Sun Yat-sen believed that China needed to be managed within new ways through revolution. Sun Yat-sen led 11 revolution acts against the Qing dynasty until they finally toppled the empire. China then became a republic in 1911. In the end, Sun Yat-sen passed on March 12, 1925. On March 12, 1967, the Temporary People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, appointed General Suharto as the president. On March 7 until 12, 1967, the Temporary People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, had a special session to evaluate the performance of President Sukarno and to make a final decision on whether he was involved in the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in September 1965. The special session was open on March 7, 1967. On that day, Lieutenant General Suharto had a speech to free Sukarno from his involvement in the rebellion. On March 12, 1967, MPRS agreed to replace Sukarno with Suharto as Indonesian president. Last on March 12, 2003, Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Dindic was murdered in Belgrade. Zoran Dindic was Serbian Prime Minister in 2001 until 2003. On March 12, 2003, he was murdered in Belgrade. The murder was related to the tension between Serbia and other Yugoslavian fractional states, as well as his policy that was deemed as strongly pro-West. That was Today in History. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan mahaku jajakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan mahaku nyatakan dirimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Caraku, bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri, dengar suara hati.
Jangan mahaku jadakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka, akan berkata apa. Ku masih bisa ubah mimpi jadi.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Ministry through the National Export Development Director General launched an export guidance program for 240 small and medium businesses. The program dubbed Women in Trade for Inclusive Sustainable Growth, or WITISG, was launched for food and information technology services. The program was a cooperation between Indonesian Trade Ministry and Canadian Trade Facilitation's Office, TFO, which was part of the cooperation initiated in 2020. The launching was joined by 350 participants virtually. Kasan, the Director General for the National Export, in an official statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, expected support from Canadian TFO experts who have global and sustainable business perspective for Indonesian women exporters. Kasan explained, the cooperation includes Indonesian export promotions, namely the products and services. This cooperation was also expected to support market development and promotion of Indonesian food products by using innovative promotions methods, such as the virtual exhibition. According to Kasan, the chosen small-medium businesses will be given direct guidance by Canadian experts and include in the trade mission, virtual trade mission and buying mission, as well as trade exhibition in Canada and the U.S. Meanwhile, Executive Director of TFO Stephen Tipman said their office was committed to provide guidance for Indonesian women business owners to enter Canadian market. The total Indonesian export to Canada in 2020 was $789 million, with 1.95% positive trend during 2016 to 2020. The main export of Indonesia to Canada in 2020 includes rubber, cocoa, sport footwear, turbine and tire. While the Indonesian import from Canada was $1.6 million in 2020, or decreasing 12.14% from the previous year, especially for cereal, fertilizer, pulp, soybean seed, iron ore, and concentrate.
Cinta berawal begitu saja, ku tak menyangka. Tawa candamu membuatku ingin selalu bersama. Jujur aku takut kehilangan dirimu. Tetaplah di sini bersamaku. Lama-lama ku jadi
Ja.
cinta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today I would like to introduce Soto Ayam Culinary. Soup is made from broth with various spices as a natural flavoring. This culinary is even more appetizing by adding some extra dishes and vegetables as a complement. In fact, many countries have their own versions of soup dishes with different ingredients and flavors. This culinary wealth is even summarized in CNN lists of the 20 best soups in the world. One of them is Soto Ayam or chicken soup from Indonesia. Soto ayam is a typical food of Indonesian, a type of chicken soup with a yellowfish sauce. This yellow color is produced from turmeric, which is used as a spice. Besides turmeric, soto ayam is also complemented with a variety of spices such as cinnamon, lemongrass, and lime leaves. This combination produces a distinctive aroma and taste. When it is served, it is added with noodles, a sprinkling of fried shallots, fresh lime and spicy red chilies. Even it is also added with crackers. Soto ayam can be found in many regions across Indonesia with a typically distinctive taste. The types also vary. Take for example, there is kampung chicken soup and koya chicken soup. Usually this dish is also enjoyed with white cooked rice or lontong. The price is relatively cheap, about 20,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah a cup.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu. Di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Tak selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The Belgian government awarded the Order of the Crown to writer, columnist, and female activist Julia Suryakusuma for her contributions to social movements, particularly around issues of gender equality, democracy, and human rights. Belgian ambassador to Indonesia, Stephen Delocker, in the award ceremony held from Jakarta explained that the Belgian Royal Palace acknowledged Julia Suryakusuma's achievements and involvement in processes related to human rights. Ambassador De Locker expressed his appreciation for Julia's writing, which he said was a combination of her own growth experiences with harmonious observation skills, as well as analysis from political and social perspective. Julia Suryakusuma is a writer, columnist, and women activist known for her works, including Julia's Jihad and Ibuisme Negara, which describes state-based gender analysis, and various columns, as well as written contributions that are often featured in one of the English language media in Indonesia. The Belgian government considers Julia as an intellectual figure who fought for gender equality, democracy, and human rights, which are becoming increasingly important in a time when intolerance is increasing and the space for democracy is considered to be narrowing. The Order of the Crown Award is one of three Belgian national awards which began to be awarded in the late 18th century. The award is given to those who have contributed in the artistic, scientific, and literary aspects. In addition, the Order of the Crown Award is also given to those who have promoted the country's commercial and industrial interests, or who have served the country, as explained on the official website of the Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The award was presented by Ambassador Stephen De Locker, representing King Philip's, at the ambassador's official residence in Jakarta. That was Miss Selene.
Put your sweet lips over to me and hug me tight. Every single thought of you make me high. I ain't tryna be naughty, but you know what's up. I love you and it's the thing I won't deny. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. But your love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith. But every time I pause, I still think of you. I thought I'm going crazy every time I do, but you're my medication when I'm missing you. Whatever other bitch you try to lie about you, for some reason my heart can't let go of you. You make my world shine like a star, like a moon in the dark. Can't get enough of you. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I am going to present a regional song from Ambon entitled Rame Rame, to be sung by Grant Fatley. This song tells about a man who offers a woman to dance and elephant party at small fair. The song, which was composed by Chris Kaihatu, was popularized by Indonesian singer from Ambon, Uta Likumahua, in his 1982 album entitled Tone and Appreciation. The song was repopularized by another Indonesian singer from Ambon, Grant Fatley, with a musical arrangement with the nuances of R&B in 2000 in his album entitled Kembali. Here is Glenn Fredly with the song entitled Rame Rame.
Sio nona jang padede, mari rapat kemari ye. Jangan takut peta cuma polose.
Bye. Nanti pulang mama bisa bakal lain.
rasa goyang badan manis. Show asal bisa jaga diri baik-baik. Oh yeah, yeah. Jangan sampai pulang mama bakal lain.
Of Indonesia.
Ku terjatuh semakin cepat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan maafku, jajakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Janganlah aku katakan dirimu,
kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini caraku, bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri, dengar suara hati.
Jangan maafku, jadakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka, akan berkata apa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.